Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we dig into your stacks of information. Today, we're going to be exploring something kind of interesting. You know how the tech world is always obsessed with the latest buzzwords?
Absolutely.
Well, we've been getting a lot of questions from our listeners about this whole Copilot thing from Microsoft.
Right.
And you know, I got to say, even I'm starting to get a little sick of hearing that word.
Well, repetition can be a powerful tool when it comes to, really driving a message home.
Okay, sure. But this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, the research we've seen claims that Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, used the word Copilot 61 times in a 40-minute speech. That's like once a minute.
It is certainly a high frequency, especially when you compare it to other relevant keywords. For instance, productivity only appears 4 times in the entire speech.
It's like he's trying to brainwash us. So what's the deal here? Is Microsoft really just that obsessed with this one product? Or is there something else going on?
Well, I think it's a bit more nuanced than just product promotion. The sheer volume of Copilot mentions suggests a strategic effort to dominate the conversation around AI.
So you're saying it's not just about selling the actual product, it's about making Copilot synonymous with AI in general.
Precisely. They're trying to make it the go-to term, the default solution in everyone's minds.
Like how Google has become a verb.
Exactly.
I see. So it's all about establishing brand dominance. But honestly, don't you think this much repetition could backfire? I mean, how many times can you hear the same word before it just loses all meaning?
That's a valid concern. There's definitely a risk of overkill.
It's like they're so busy shouting Copilot from the rooftops that they're forgetting to actually explain why anyone should care. But okay, let's put the Copilot chorus aside for a moment. What is Nadella actually saying about the role of AI in all of this?
Well, that's where things get a bit more interesting. Besides the Copilot onslaught, he also uses the term AI itself over 100 times throughout the speech.
Okay, so it's not just Copilot. It's a full-blown AI love fest.
Exactly. It seems like they're trying to position themselves as the leaders, the pioneers of this entire technological wave.
Right, but isn't that message a little muddled when you're simultaneously bombarding everyone with this very specific product name? It's like they haven't quite figured out if they want to be known for AI or Copilot.
It does create a bit of a mixed message, doesn't it? It's like they're trying to have their AI cake and eat it too.
Exactly. So how does this Copilot fixation actually play out in the substance of the speech? Does he ever go beyond just chanting the word?
Well, this is where he starts talking about the Copilot plus agent stack.
The what? Okay, now that just sounds made up.
Right. So basically, he's trying to expand the whole Copilot idea beyond just a single product. He's talking about a whole network of AI tools and services, all connected and powered by Microsoft.
So it's like a Copilot universe.
Kind of. He's really emphasizing the platform aspect, the way it all works together. He talks about partnerships, data centers, all this infrastructure they're building for AI.
So they want to be the foundation, the platform for everyone else's AI.
Exactly. They're laying the groundwork for what they see as the future of AI.
I get it, but I still feel like this constant Copilot drumbeat kind of cheapens the whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're so focused on this one brand name that they're missing the bigger picture.
I see what you mean. It's a bit like they're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
Yes. And it's a shame because some of the ideas he's talking about are actually really interesting. Like, he mentions how AI is going to change the way software is developed.
Right. He talks about moving away from traditional coding to something more intuitive, more collaborative.
Exactly. It's like AI could become a partner in the development process.
Yeah.
But he just glosses over that whole concept, probably because it doesn't have Copilot in it.
It's a missed opportunity for sure, because that shift in software development, that's huge. It has implications for everyone.
Absolutely. It could change the skills people need for jobs, the way we interact with technology, but we're too busy talking about Copilot to even notice.
It's like we're stuck on the surface level instead of diving into the deeper implications.
So what do you think is going on here? Is this just a case of bad marketing, or is there something more to it?
It's hard to say for sure, but it does make you wonder if they're so focused on this one product that they're missing the forest for the trees.
It's like they're afraid if they stop saying Copilot for 5 seconds, everyone will forget about it.
Right, but the irony is all this repetition might actually be hurting them in the long run.
It's like they say, sometimes less is more. But let's try to imagine for a moment that we can filter out all the Copilot noise. What else is Nadella saying about the future of AI? What's the vision beyond the buzzword?
Well, he talks about AI transforming every industry imaginable. Healthcare, finance, transportation, you name it.
Yeah, he's basically saying AI is going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And not just in the background. He's talking about AI actually augmenting human capabilities, helping us do things we never could before.
Right, like this whole idea of personalized education, where AI tutors could tailor learning plans for each student's needs. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is. But I don't know about you, all this talk about AI revolutionizing the world makes me a little nervous. Are we really ready for all this?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And to be honest, I don't think Nadella really addresses it. I mean, he mentions ethical AI development, making sure these technologies are used responsibly, but it feels kind of like an afterthought.
It's like he's so busy gushing over the possibilities that he forgets to think about the potential downsides. Like, what if this all goes wrong?
Right. And that's the thing about AI. It's a powerful tool, but like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It's up to us to make sure it's used responsibly.
So how do we do that? How do we make sure AI is a force for good in the world?
Well, for starters, I think we need to be having these conversations, talking about the ethical implications of AI and demanding transparency from the companies developing these technologies. We can't just blindly embrace every new AI gadget that comes along.
We need to think critically, ask tough questions, and make sure we're comfortable with the answers.
Exactly. And I think it's important to remember that AI is still in its early stages. There's a lot of hype, a lot of buzzwords, but we need to look beyond that and really understand what these technologies are capable of, both the good and the bad.
So don't be afraid to do your own research, ask questions, and form your own opinions. Don't just take their word for it.
Right, because ultimately the future of AI is up to all of us.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder all of that.
Mm.
This deep dive might be over, but the conversation continues. Let us know your thoughts on the ethics of AI, the role of buzzwords in tech, and whether you think Copilot will end up in the tech graveyard alongside Metaverse. Until next time, happy diving.